Mark 7 is an interesting passage dealing with the Messiah himself. And I was going to read from the beginning, but suffice it to say that the disciples of Yahshua were being upbraided by the Pharisees because they were eating without having first washed their hands. And this is something that you got to understand, that the tradition, oral law, was superseding the word of Yahweh. And Yahshua tells them, no, this is not correct. Verse 8, you leave the commandment of Elohim and hold fast the tradition of men. And he said to them, full well do you reject the commandment of Elohim, but you may keep your tradition. And then down in verse 14, he's giving the proper explanation. And he called to him the multitude again and said to them, hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside the man that going into him can defile him, but the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile him. And then down in verse 18, and he says to them, to his disciples, are you so without understanding also? Perceive you not that whatever from outside goes into the man, it cannot defile him, because it goes not into his heart, but into his belly, and goes out into the draught, carrying off all that is eaten. And he said, that which proceeds out of the man, that defiles the man. In other words, the things coming from within, evil thoughts and heresies and wickedness and all that business. In other words, he's giving a spiritual lesson, a spiritual application here, trying to say, he's using the physical to describe a spiritual point. It's not what you're taking into your body, but the evil things coming from your heart, outwardly, that's going to actually defile you. But people will make a big issue of verse 19, because if you look at some versions, it tells you, because it goes, referring to the food, it goes not into his heart, but into his belly, and goes off into the draft, and then it says in some versions, purging all that is eaten. And then this little parenthetical you see, it says, this he declared, making all foods clean. That doesn't appear in the text, brothers and sisters. And if I went to several commentaries with you and several translations, you will see that in some versions that has been inserted into a text. It is a commentary that does not belong in that text. This is actually translated, in my opinion, correctly, carrying off all that is eaten. This is based on what's known as the Syriac translation. It's an Aramaic version of the text. And this is basically saying that the food is taken into the body, and the body uses what it needs, the nutrients, and the rest of it is purged through the digestive process. And that's all that this is referring to. And I wanted to read very quickly, this is a New English Bible, the importance of looking at different translations. And the New English Bible says this, and the same verse, Mark 7, 19. And as I'm looking for this, I want to reiterate my point. Don't be disturbed when people bring these things up. There's a reason. Look for it. And look to see, first of all, was it even in the text? 7:19, because it does not enter into his heart, but into his stomach, and so passes out into the drain. Okay? And it goes on. Then you'll see in here, in the Companion Bible, which is actually, it's a King James Version, but there's a commentary here. Now, of course, he wants to make it seem something that coincides with its own doctrine, so he puts a note saying, purging all meats, supply the ellipsis, thus being the eternal commandment on the Master's words, this he said, making all meats clean. That's his opinion. That's not what the text says. Then it says the Syriac, which is the Aramaic, reads, carrying off all that is eaten. Two very different things. So don't be afraid when you see things like that. And you have to ask yourself, if this is not consistent in this translation with what the rest of Scripture says, why is it not consistent? Don't be afraid of it. Confront it and deal with it. Because then you will be able to better explain it to others, as well as it will solidify your own faith, you see. Now, I won't have time to go over to Acts 10, but if you can jot down in your notes, Acts 10, verses 9 to 29. This is the vision of Peter. And this is a big one, because Peter sees the vision, and the basket comes down, and in the vision he hears the voice with all kinds of animals, unclean and clean, and it says to Peter, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Oh, there it is. The Almighty saying, you can eat anything that you want. And then Peter says, not so, Master, I've never put anything unclean into my mouth. And then the voice says, what I have declared clean, do not call you unclean. But then, if you go continue down to the passage, it tells you exactly what that is dealing with. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the dietary laws. On the contrary, in the context in which it was written, it has to do with the fact that Yahweh called the Gentiles to the faith. And it explains it clearly. And I will read one verse from there. Go to Acts 10 very quickly. And we'll read down in verse 17. Now while Peter, this is Acts 10:17. Now while Peter was much perplexed, means he was very confused, in himself what the vision which he had seen might mean, then these Gentiles come to his house. Now, why would Peter be very confused? Seems to me the master spoken to him. Why would it not be clear to him? Well, I can eat anything I want to eat. He's perplexed because he'd never been taught that before. Think of this logically. Why did Yahshua, when he was walking on the earth, never say to him, Peter, you can eat whatever you want? Why all of a sudden wait to a vision to do it? See, there are inconsistencies in people's logic, but they want to carry it to a conclusion that it does not mean. It's not a good thing. Let the Bible interpret itself. So he's perplexed. He's confused. And if we go down the same chapter to verse 28, this is Peter speaking to these people, and he said to them, you yourselves know how it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to join himself or come to one of another nation. And yet to me has Yahweh showed that I should not call any man common or unclean. The Bible gives its own interpretation. And this is the meaning. And Peter finally understood when these people came. He finally understood what the vision meant. He was no longer perplexed. So let's accept Yahweh's explanations and not try to impose upon the word our own desires. There are many other passages that are normally taken out of context to support doing away with the dietary laws, but ultimately, Yahweh's word is clear in teaching that purity of the heart is demonstrated by purity of the body. Following Yahweh's dietary laws faithfully will show the world that we are different and will demonstrate that we are different and will show that we want to overcome carnality and live our lives in such a way that the Spirit will work within us to perfect us unto the day of Yahshua's return and onward into the kingdom and in eternity spent with our Heavenly Father in peace. So, brothers and sisters, don't be disturbed by these things when you see other people challenging what we believe, but rather confront the Scriptures in an honest way, understand what they mean, and then let's apply them in our lives and give the witness to those around us. May Yahweh bless you as we continue on this Sabbath day.